Elizabeth Burry is an artist and a seasonal business owner in Trinity, where she has a gift shop, vacation home, and a studio where she creates art and jewelry for international customers. Burry is pleased with the tourists coming to Trinity that are discovering our home province for the first time. The OCM's Carrie Hodder caught up with Burry to see how this summer has been for her business and the town of Trinity.
It's a little bit different. It's not the summer that any of us imagined. We weren't permitted to open up until June the 8th, of course. Normally, we would open on the 1st of May with the kickoff of a yoga festival here in Trinity, an annual yoga festival. Of course, that didn't happen because of the current circumstances. So we opened June 8th, which was 6 weeks late, and certainly that's going to have an effect. And you can't really recover from that. The weekends have been busy. We also operate a vacation home here, Ada's Place Vacation Home, and everybody had canceled the reservation. We had bookings from Hawaii, Sweden, Germany, the U.S., and, of course, people from all over Canada and Newfoundland. And everyone canceled the reservation, not knowing what was coming. Then now what we're finding is people are booking or trying to book, but they're leaving it to 2 or 3 or 4 days before. And funny enough, everything's booked up. Like our place, for instance, is booked for the remainder of August. And so people are coming back. The weekends are more busy. The harbor's full of boats and yachts and sailboats, and it's just wonderful to see. I look out my window in my studio and right onto that the harbor, and it's just wonderful. It's not a normal year by any means. We're seeing, obviously, 99.9% Newfoundlanders, which is great. And what I love is hearing the stories of people saying how they're discovering Newfoundland, that they'd never been to this area or never been down to the Bonavista Peninsula. They're discovering things that they've never seen before. And we're not talking 20- and 30-year-olds. We're talking 40-, 50-, 60-, 70-year-olds who are coming out here for the first time. So I think that's great. We weren't sure if we were going to open, but I'm delighted that we did, because I think if we're encouraging people and the government is encouraging people to stay home, then we need to be here to support those people that are supporting us. I've heard from people say, I'm making a real conscious effort to support local business and never really thought about it before. But after seeing what's going on, the current situation and how people are really embracing, supporting and buying local, people are really saying, I'm going to make a conscious effort to do that. And that's just wonderful.
It is wonderful. It's Carrie Hodder here speaking with Elizabeth Burry, an artist and a vacation home owner in Trinity. And Elizabeth, how has business been going? I mean, year over year, obviously your season was longer last year, but since things started to pick up again toward the end of June, how has business been going for you?
It's been going pretty good. Again, it's not something anybody can recover from. I don't know if there's anybody doing better than they would any other year, but we reduced our hours because instead of four staff, I have just myself and my manager, Lisa, and, you know, we're doing our best. We're closed Monday and Tuesday, which is our weekend. Then we're open Wednesday to Sunday with reduced hours, 11 to 4. But those between those hours are the busiest. And as the week progresses from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the busiest days. We will also close a little bit early this year because I, too, would like to have a staycation. And we really don't anticipate a lot of people traveling, you know, in September, especially if the schools open. And, you know, a lot of people would come from the mainland in the U.S. in the fall, and that's not going to happen. So, you know, it's a shortened season, but we're grateful for the business. We're grateful for seeing people. And, you know, we just want to say thank you for people supporting us. We've also had a hit where we can't go to the buying shows in the fall. And so to buy for the shop, but also it's a venue where I sell my Elizabeth Burry Design jewelry. So that's going to be a bit of a hit for us this fall. Hopefully in January, those shows will go ahead. So we've changed that. So now what we've had to do is think outside the box and do more things in terms of social media. And so we've started Facebook Live sessions on Wednesday night. When we close in September, we'll continue to do that because I really do anticipate people buying more online local. And if we do have a second wave, we need to prepare for that. So I've made sure that the website has been totally up to date and populated with inventory levels and product. Now we know kind of what to expect. I mean, nobody knew in March what was going to happen. And I think a lot of us now sort of are preparing. If it doesn't happen, that's fantastic. But if it does, we need to be prepared. So, you know, we have changed our focus just a little bit.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, Elizabeth Burry. I hope you enjoy your staycation whenever you get to take it in September and get out and explore some other beautiful parts of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
That was Elizabeth Burry, an artist and seasonal business owner in Trinity, speaking with VOCM's Carrie Hodder about how this summer has been for her business and the town of Trinity with Just Staycation.